Boeing's plagued 737 MAX aircraft is about to be cleared for takeoff. The jetliner has been grounded since March 2019 after two fatal crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia killed 346 people. Since then, the FAA has forced Boeing to address a number of safety issues, and the subsequent loss of business in the pandemic is mounting. Let's catch up on this story with Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. And Seth, welcome. When do you expect to see this plane back in the sky?
Well, if you asked me or anybody who watches this, we would have all been wrong a number of times over the years. But it really does seem that it is perhaps now close to recertification. Look, for better or worse, mostly worse, the urgency is not the same that it once was just because there's not as much demand for aircraft. But it does seem like Boeing is now finally getting close, never mind the fact that we would have said that probably weeks or months after that second crash. And here we are coming up on 2 years before long.
Well, it has been 2 years. So just briefly tell us, you know, remind us why it took so long to get this plane back up in operation.
Yeah, more than 2 years since the first crash, a little less than two since the second. And it was a combination of sort of underestimating the issues. This plane turned out to have a number of issues that together caused the crashes. Also, that loss of faith, you might remember, in Boeing and the FAA early on by people around the world, stakeholders around the world, has made things go slower now. Normally, the civil aviation authorities around the world kind of would have deferred to the FAA. And when the FAA said, okay, this is going to work, that probably would have been enough. But now you just have so many different stakeholders asking their own questions, making their own demands. And that, too, has slowed things down.
Well, now, 2 years later, boy, Boeing has another problem on its hand. In October, the company had its second straight month of no new aircraft orders. How precarious is the company's future?
Boeing is fortunate that it went into these two crises, right, the MAX and now COVID, in very good shape, because most companies wouldn't have survived this. Most companies might not have survived the first crisis, let alone the second. So it had a really good balance sheet. That's obviously no longer the case. That only meant that it has been able to survive. But the MAX was the worst crisis Boeing had ever suffered, and then that was quickly topped by this other crisis. And what we see is that what we thought was the worst thing, you know, not being able to produce airplanes that everybody wanted, turns out there's something even worse than that, and that's having a whole bunch of airplanes that nobody wants anymore. Speaking, of course, generally, but basically just the demand for aircraft is down. At the beginning, Boeing still had leverage despite everything because the airlines really wanted these planes, and that has changed now. They're the ones with the leverage to knock down the price, not just a matter of how many orders you take and how many airplanes you deliver, but also what airlines are willing to pay for them, and that is declining.
And just briefly, once it's recertified to fly again, do you expect the orders to pick back up? I mean, does it have to kind of work through this global recession now?
Yeah, exactly. So you always had the issue of sort of confidence in the airplane, and that's something I think sooner or later it would be able to overcome. But right now, just demand is down, and airlines just don't need new planes like they used to. They might still prefer a new plane over an older plane, but they're just not looking for flying capacity everywhere like they once were. Mm.
Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, thank you, as always.
Thanks, Peter.